So there's only one thing left on Easter Sunday morning, Resurrection Day. Do you have reservations in heaven? Now Jesus, right in the middle of all the suffering on the cross, did a little soul-winning exercise with that thief next to him. And Jesus, as he was conquering death, as he was going toward the tomb so that he could rise, his second word from the cross assures us he has a place in heaven reserved for anyone who will call unto him. And you notice Jesus only says 8 words. Today you will be with me in paradise. Today. Not after you go to purgatory and burn off a little bit. Not after you're in limbo for a little while. Not after your soul sleeps for a while. Today. You. You're a guilty, convicted, no doubt very bad man. And you're near death. Today, you. Wow. Will be. Jesus said, will be. He didn't say maybe. He didn't say possibly. Hold on if you make it, if God doesn't change his mind. No, Jesus said it would happen. God never changes. What an amazing assurance. Today you will be. And then he says, with me. Not soul sleep, but conscious existence. Not purging leftover sins, but today with Jesus, immediately upon death, entering life with his Savior. Jesus didn't say, I'm sending you. He said, you're going to be with me. Everybody I save, I take with me. And then he said, paradise. You're going to be with me in paradise. Yes, heaven. The presence of God forever. No sin, no sickness, no death, no sorrow. Endless conscious bliss today. You'll be with me in paradise. Wow. Jesus, in 8 words, summed up salvation. Salvation is a person. The person that made some pretty astounding promises. And he says, I'm going to take you to heaven. Well, if you were standing at Fazoli's on Friday night, going to Cleveland, and your car crashed and burned and you died, would you instantly today be with Christ in paradise? Have you met the risen Savior? Has he taken your sins on himself? Do you know all your sins are forgiven? That's why we proclaim the gospel here. Let's stand for a closing word of prayer. As you stand, I am going to invite you to consider something. Forgiveness is the miracle I've personally experienced. I know, and I attested to Melissa there at Fazoli's, I said, I know I'm forgiven. And I assure you that I'm the worst person I've ever met in my whole life. And so I know you could be forgiven because you couldn't be as bad as me. And that's where she just couldn't take that because people judge by what you look like. But it's the miracle most of us in this room have experienced. If you're forgiven, you have reservations in heaven. That's what Jesus offered from the cross. It's what he accomplished when he stepped forth from the tomb. It's what he offers every one of us today. If you don't know you're forgiven, if you don't know you have reservations in heaven, Jesus is actually here this morning because he's alive. And all you have to do is reach out to him. He's close enough to touch this morning. Not with your hand, but with your faith. Yes, faith. You have to believe what he said because he authenticated it when he stepped from the tomb. Let's bow for a closing word of prayer. With your heads bowed just before I close, just between you and the Lord, you standing here know whether you're saved or not. You know whether you have life or not. You know whether all your sins are gone or not. You know that whether Jesus Christ lives within you or not. There are only two kinds of people, those that have the Son, those that don't. If you don't know that you have the Son this morning, the Bible says whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. The psalmist gave one of the most beautiful prayers of salvation. I am yours, Lord. Save me. Acknowledging he's creator, I'm yours, you made me. Acknowledging he's lost, save me. crying out to the only hope, right where you're standing, you can receive a settled assurance your sins are on Christ if you call out to Him, if you reach out to Him by faith. At the end of the service, when I get done praying, there are going to be people in the lobby, there are going to be people in the fellowship center, there are going to be people all around you, and they're going to have materials to hand to you if you would like to know more about following Christ. But you can meet Him right where you're standing. Father in heaven, I pray that on this Resurrection Sunday, that You would stir the hearts of those who know all this, but it's never traveled the 18 inches down from their head to their heart, and that today they would give up, they would come to You and say, I'm Yours, Lord, save me. And they would call on You, O Lord. And You said, whoever calls the name of the Lord, You would save. Do Your great work, we pray. In the precious name of Jesus, we ask that. And all God's people said, amen.